from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Morning shift. Time for the show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's time to rant.
Excuse me?
It's time to rage.
It's time for Mic'd Up
on the Morning Shift.
Brought to you by the Lexus Golden Opportunity Sales Event.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is Mic'd Up. It's Which One Wednesday. Boom. V. Rob Tribble. It's now brought to you by Zero Res Smart, lasting clean. You guys know the drill at this point. Rob, I think you've played this before. It's debate style. I'll ask you a question. You'll answer it. Dylon will be the judge at the end. He'll tell you who won this debate.
He is very judgmental.
It's not so much who makes the right pick. It's who explains their pick a little bit better, okay? Mm. And I'll try to make sure that we control Bo's microphone so he can't just talk the entire segment, and we'll get that locked up as well. Are y'all ready?
No, I'm not ready yet.
All right, here we go. Which quarterback has a better season, Matt Stafford or Aaron Rodgers? Which quarterback has a better season, Matt Stafford or Aaron Rodgers? Bo, we will start with you.
I think Aaron Rodgers. I think Aaron Rodgers has something to prove, and when he has something to prove, he normally proves it. He's very it's like he's just one of those people when you irritate him or he feels like he's
you were about to say vindictive.
Yeah, but I think he is vindictive actually in that I can relate to it a little bit when you get a chip on your shoulder and you want to just crush your enemies. That's what he is. I think Aaron Rodgers.
I gotta agree. Sorry, yeah. I just agree. I think he does not want to go out with a final memory of him, a torn Achilles, on his debut game with the Jets. I'm going with Aaron Rodgers for that reason, and the vindictiveness as well.
All right, how about this one, Rob? We'll start with you. More interceptions this year, AJ Terrell or Justin Simmons? More interceptions, AJ Terrell or Justin Simmons, Rob?
I'm actually going to say AJ Terrell because he's aware of the notion. Well, you're not getting enough picks. I think he's leaning on the ball hawking. He's emphasizing ball hawking this year.
Yeah, he's like, I'm gonna take some chances.
I'm gonna take some chances.
Yeah, what do you think, Bo?
I'm gonna say Justin Simmons, and it's not personal. AJ Terrell, he's one of my favorite Falcons on this team. But when you force and you press, you look like Matt Olson at the plate, and I think that's what he could look like if he tries it. Justin Simmons is a natural ball hawk; it just comes to him. He's gonna have Jesse Bates in that area with him. The free flowingness makes these guys more aggressive than ever. Give me Justin Simmons for the win.
All right, how about this one, Rob? We'll come back to you. Better place to catch a concert, Lakewood Amphitheater or Marist in Alpharetta?
Oh,
which amphitheater are you going to for a concert, Rob?
Geographic desirability and just the nostalgia and the history, always going to be Lakewood.
Wow.
I've seen my best shows at Lakewood.
Yeah. It's got a story.
Even the ones I remember.
Yeah. Bo, what do you think?
Well,
Alpharetta probably a little bit closer to you in stock.
That's true, but in Atlanta radio, my spirit animal might be Rob Tribble, and I agree 100%.
What about Day-Day? Day-Day's,
He's my Zen.
Okay,
that's he's my Zen. You leave Day Day out of this.
He
got nothing
weird
to do with
when
it.
He says that. Okay.
Rob Tribble is right. The best concerts of my life, some of my best memories from concerts come from Lakewood. It's seeing Aerosmith there right after, 6 days after 9/11? To.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was a great show. To seeing, I've seen Warped Tour there. I saw my first Tom Petty experience was at Lakewood. Brooks and Dunn's galore. Lakewood is where it's
and
at.
And you can't find your way out or into Alpharetta.
Yeah.
That venue.
I don't know. How about this one? We'll go with more of a problem for the Atlanta Falcons this year. Dak Prescott or Jalen Hurts? Which one will be more of a problem for the Atlanta Falcons? Dak Prescott, Jalen Hurts. Bo, we'll start with you.
For some reason, I've always been fearful of the quarterback that's mobile. And as a Falcons fan, I know that we have Matthew Judon and we have Justin Simmons, who, you know, we've added their linebacking core. But until they show me they can stop one and it will be in Philadelphia, I'll say Jalen Hurts because he's got a way. Plus, Philadelphia is always good early. We'll get them before they have their great midseason collapse.
I don't know. Bo was just making the argument that there's problems up in Philly a minute ago. What do you think, Rob? Dak or Jalen?
I'm going to go with Dak. I think Dak is thinking about his legacy now.
I think you're right. A lot of zeros on the line for Dak Prescott.
A lot of zeros on the line and his legacy. And
maybe Jalen's a little fat and happy up there in Philly.
Could be. Yeah,
there's no such thing as a fat and happy Jalen Hurts.
You don't think so?
Nope.
Right, we'll find out. He's making pretty good money. How about this one? Bigger piece of the team moving forward for the rest of the season. Reynaldo Lopez or Grant Holmes? Which one will be a bigger piece of this team moving forward through the end of the season? Reynaldo Lopez or Grant Holmes? Rob, we'll start with you.
I'm going to say Grant Holmes because we're going to see more of him than Lopez. Grant Holmes, you can see him three, four times a week. Yeah, yeah.
That's a good call.
Man, I hate to agree again, but I have to agree with Rob. Grant Holmes is going to be a guy out of the bullpen that you will depend on. You saw that last night. I think he could even be bigger in some ways coming in the sixth and the seventh for just an inning when you need that because of his stuff, his mentality. Dang, I hate agreeing, but I got to go with Grant Holmes.
All right, how about this? You're stopping by the gas station. You want a snack. There are only two options.
Oh, boy.
There are only two options. It's called which one, not however many. Doritos or Fritos? Or Fritos? What do you think, Rob?
Well, Fritos with chili, but I got to go Doritos. Got to go Cool Ranch.
Yeah, those always a solid choice.
What's the Tallapoosa breakfast?
The Tallapoosa breakfast is an RC Cole and a moon pie. The Paulding County breakfast is Funyuns and a Mountain Dew.
Yeah. That's the Tallapoosa brunch, which is
what I want to go with is the Funyuns and a Mountain Dew. That's what would be my option. But if you make me pick, I'm a huge fan of Fritos. But if I'm going to have to pick between a Dorito and a regular Frito, I'm going to go with this regular Fritos. You can't go wrong with Doritos, over a Fritos. That's what I got to go
Fritos
with.
Fritos with my chili, though. But that's about fair the only time I eat them.
Yeah, I love that. And I love the chili-flavored Fritos,
those
too.
Those are pretty good.
All right, how about this one? Kicking a third-quarter field goal, do you want Younghoe Koo or Matt Bryant? Third quarter. Not to win the game. Not a clutch thing. Just a Younghoe Koo or Matt Bryant. Third quarter field goal, second half. Need some points on the board. Which one are you going with? Rob, we'll start with
Falcons me. Have been so lucky to have two guys back-to-back that have been that dependable. How many teams are bringing in three and four different kickers every year? I'm going to go Matt Bryant.
Clutch Matt. I love Matt.
Golly. This is annoying because we agree. I will say this. As unlucky as we've been with pass rushers, we've been that lucky, to your point, with place kickers.
Yeah.
But give me that little Oompa Loompa walking out there and Matt Bryant and just nailing it right down the middle. I tell you what.
Think of what he calls you.
That's a perfect way to call
him. I don't think he knows I exist. He doesn't call me anything. Not only could he kick one right down the uprights, but he drove a daggum 350 diesel.
Yeah,
giddy up. Give me Matt Bryant all day long.
I owned a couple pawn shops, too. I always thought that was hilarious. He's like, yeah, I got a few pawn shops back in Texas.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, what?
It's like anyway. Pawn Stars. I'll give you $10 for
it. All right, how about this one? Tougher road game this year for the Falcons, at Minnesota or at Denver? Tougher road game for the Falcons, ooh, at Minnesota or at Denver? Bo, we'll start with you.
Well, I'm going to say Minnesota. For one, I don't think Sean Payton will have it figured out there yet defensively. But when you go to Minnesota, that place gets loud. It gets loud quickly. They are going to want blood in the water. That crowd will be loud. And I think Kirk Cousins, talk about something to prove. he might have a little something to prove when he goes back there. I feel like there'll be extra pressure in that game.
Go ahead, Rob.
I got to agree with you. I know it's so boring. It's so boring, but I'm just feeling the same way exactly about Sean Payton, though. Does he have his Drew Brees and Bo Nix? Everybody's really high on Bo Nix.
All right, no pressure for y'all, but according to Dylan in my ear, you guys are tied right now. All right, you are tied.
Oh, boy.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. I had a sports question lined up, but I'm gonna go with this one. Better dessert, peach cobbler or bread pudding? Peach cobbler or bread pudding? This will be the tie breaker. Rob, we will start. Actually, no, Bo, we'll start with you. You look like you're scared right now.
Well, let me tell you something. I'm not high on either one of these, but I don't like fruit in my dessert, so give me that bread pudding all day long.
I guess we're going to tie because I was going to go bread pudding because I'm not a big cobbler guy. I love the bread pudding. I wish you would have said tiramisu, but that's okay. Tiramisu is my favorite dessert, but you didn't ask me
what. Dylan, I know that Rob's last point was not compelling. What do you think?
And stop leading the witness.
For that reason, Bo's answer on bread pudding.
Rob. I was like, Rob, please hammer this thing.
I gotta give it to Bo. He is still the undisputed champion.
He ain't undefeated.
That's of which well, one wins. Yeah, not
it
undefeated.
It is raining. Undisputed.
You know,
defending.
Just as far as Bo's word count, quality is got to start being higher than quantity at one point, Dylan. He just talks a lot. You know what I mean? Doesn't mean his argument's always better.
I gave you a Tallapoosa and a Paulding County breakfast subscription. That right there should have won it for me.
Ones I did not get a chance to get around to, better stretch run, Michael Harris or Matt Olson, and who will be better in the media? Belichick or Brady, and
Belichick.
Which one do you prefer, May baseball or August football? May baseball or August football?
August football.
So there you go. That's Which One Wednesday. Thank you for playing.
There's a photo finish, so I just didn't get my torso across.
Right, your toe was there, but your chest
didn't count.
Your toe was there, but no chest.
Well, you want to clean up the crumbs from your Tallapoosa brunch? Go to Zero Res, a smart, lasting clean. All right, coming up top of the hour, we've all boarded a flight drunk. Urinated on an elderly passenger and punched another one. It's coming up next. And also, who needs a wake-up call? 404-726-0929. It's the Morning Shift. Sports Radio 929 again.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.